back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Next day when I punch
back with you at 590 The Fan, Martin and Chuck here, Tuesday edition. Nice short week, back at it. I'm actually looking forward to a little regular routine structure. You know, it's been kind of weird. A lot of downtime, which is great, a lot of family time, off work, holidays. It was great, loved it. But I think I do better, even with like diet, drinking, exercise, everything, by having some kind of daily routine.
Absolutely. And yesterday it was a little depressing. We took the Christmas tree down out of the family room. I took it outside. We moved the bookcase back to where it was. And it's kind of like officially the holidays are now over. It's a little sad, but as you said, you're back to the grind. The midday grind.
The coveted hour.
For sure.
I like how you weaved it in, back to the grind.
Pretty good. You know, I have takes like it's better to win your game than lose.
Kenny Wallace coming up in just a little bit. The Fox Sports announcer who always has words of wisdom. That's what we love to talk about. Let me also tell you, Troy, I went somewhere on Friday. It's a CBC alum, cadets, and you've heard Cam Jansen talking about the corner butcher. And I just love, first of all, the concept, because how many people these days are either into high-protein diets or into grilling out, cooking at home? People are getting a little more elaborate with their own cooking, and the corner butcher is a great spot. It's in Fenton. We just simply say it's on top of the hill. It's right off 141 and 44. It's very close to the highway, but it's owned by a CBC alum, Mike Diffley. And the thing about the corner butcher, you can go in there, get your own cuts of meat. You're doing some grilling over the summer or the prepared meals. For example, he said, try this out. You got Hawaiian chicken. It's all prepared. All you got to do is cook it.
Yeah.
A little Parmesan encrusted chops. Excellent food, excellent family business there. It's the corner butcher, and folks in the Fenton area know all about it, but you should check it out. Especially people that are out working all day. Maybe you're working outside. Kind of cold, you think? Maybe a little bit today?
Careers.
Nice warm meal and all those meals prepared on site. Stop by, get yourself a lunch with many sides.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't want to cook dinner, they've got the prepared meals off to the side. The Corner Butcher, you've heard Cam Jansen talking about it. It's a great spot. Family-run business there in Fenton, top of the hill, off of 141. Not far. I think it's that Centurion Road.
Sure.
Centurion Road. Yeah, that light right there. You can't miss it. The Corner Butcher. Great spot. Support the sponsors. Stop by the Corner Butcher in Fenton. Martin and Chuck here. First show of 2018. No resolution for me other than to get back to the weight I was when I won the contest.
Which was what?
I got down to 238, which was a loss of like 14 plus.
Well done.
Right? And I would say now about 8 of that loss has come back, and I blame the holidays and the many sides.
Many sides.
So my resolution, it's cliche as all get out.
That's good.
Get back into the gym, and part of that whole routine, just feeling better, feeling healthier.
There are a lot of people that like to give up drinking and try to get really healthy during January. For me, I feel like the best time to do that is right after the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Have your Super Bowl party, go crazy. And then you have a nice solid month plus from the Super Bowl to St. Patrick's Day. I feel like that's a really good 5-6 weeks to get into it, get healthy. What I'm trying, Martin, is this thing. Have you heard of it called intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting?
Like skipping a meal here and there?
Well, what you're supposed to do is, Rocky seems like he knows what's going down here. For guys, if you can go 16 hours out of your day without eating at all, and I kind of do this anyway, but I didn't really know I was doing something that was like a diet. So basically, if you try to, let's say, eat just from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. throughout the day, and then the other 16 hours and half of that is while you're sleeping, you're not eating at all. And that's supposed to be really good for fat loss and kind of recharging you.
Yeah, you know how Dr. Lehman always mentions not eating for like 4 hours before you go to bed? It's because he's essentially trying to have for everybody create that like 12 to 13 to 16 hour barrier between meals that happens. So that's why, and so if you don't, so that's why if you can't, let's say you work like really late, that's why it's not always about not eating until 4 hours before you go to bed. It's about putting 13 hours, maybe 16 hours if you're bigger or trying to lose more weight between the meals. And that's what Dr. Lehman's always talking about.
And you can drink. You can drink water and coffee and all that.
But I think you can also, you're not shrinking your stomach, but your metabolism gets going and you're just not as hungry the next time you go to eat.
This is something.
You can train yourself
yes,
that way.
I think I can do this because I kind of do it anyway. Right now it's 12:38. I haven't eaten anything, but that's kind of normal for my day anyway. I just wake up. I have a ton of coffee, way too much, but I think I can do this. The problem for me will be because I work at Fox 2, 11 o'clock show, get home at midnight sometimes and snack. So I'm going to make sure, boom, if I start eating at 1, my last food will be at 9 p.m. and then just see if I can do it, see how it works.
Despite the many sides.
Despite the many sides.
I like that. I like that. We're going to run down Kenny here in just a little bit. Midday grind. Blues news from today. Carter Hutton in net tonight, Chuck. How about that? Coach Yo going with the hot hand. This is what happens, though, in the middle of a hockey season. That would rate as news, but it is. No,
that is news.
You got your main guy, Jake Allen. I would say in a little bit of a lull. Friday was kind of a weird deal. Blues can't score. You know that. Then they get two quick goals early in the third period against Dallas. Jake Allen gets knocked out of the game, comes back, and then the Stars tie it, take the lead, get an empty netter, so it looks worse. But still, three late goals, come back home, beat Carolina, and that's with Carter Hutton in net. I think it's just as simple as go with the hot hand right now. Just try and win a couple of games. You don't say to the team, hey, it's kind of a boring time of year. We just got to get through this. But I think there's the natural lull in the middle of the season. So Carter Hutton is playing in net tonight against New Jersey. And if you're Jake Allen, you're like, that's fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'll bring up their numbers here and we'll read them off. And this is going back a couple weeks where there's a lot of people citing, you know, Jake Allen's numbers versus Carter Hutton's numbers. And we get it when one guy plays, let's say, 80% of the time and the second guy plays, let's say, 20% of the time. I think we do this in baseball, too, where we say, oh, you know, if you have that guy playing the whole season, he'll do this. Same with Carter Hutton. I think sometimes with backup goalies, it's better for them to be playing the 20% of games. And if they were the number one goalie, or even if it was a 50-50 timeshare, you wouldn't see those same type of numbers. That said, when you do look at the numbers and you see Carter Hutton is doing really, really well, I think it does make sense to kind of incrementally up his percentage of playing time. Look, Jake is still the number one, and it's not necessarily going to be a 50-50 timeshare, but if Carter Hutton is playing, let's say, 20% of the games, and he's doing really well, and Jake right now is not setting the world on fire, why not up that to 25% and just go from there and see how it plays out?
Like the beginning of the show, you kind of took over there for a little bit, but then...
Show was really good. A lot of people were saying
like
on the text line.
You were kind of overexposed a little bit, and you seemed to be kind of losing a little steam.
I wouldn't say that.
It's kind of funny Chuck brings that up about you don't want to overexpose somebody. He wanted Mag Sierra to play 162 and basically hit leadoff, trade Matt Carpenter, get rid of Dexter Fowler, and just play... In fact, play with eight players, but let Sierra have two at-bats.
He probably would have had a 162-game hitting streak. 1-for-3 in every game with a single. That's my slugger. The guy, I love a player who has the same batting average and slugging percentage, Hoffman. I like that in a baseball player. And
he also doesn't walk either, so he probably have the same OBP.
Correct. That's Mag Sierra for you. Our guy.
By the way, there's still jobs in the NFL that are going to open up, but you had the Bears with John Fox getting fired. Jim Caldwell went 9-7 with the Lions, and apparently that's not good enough in Detroit.
You know his overall record, what it is?
He's like 12 over. I looked it up.
It's basically 4 years of 9-7. I couldn't believe that.
You mean his overall Detroit record? Yeah, if you go back to Indy also, he's like plus 12.
Right.
Winning record.
I mean, here's a guy who, how many times do you see a coach get fired? They go 14-30 or whatever it is. And look, I know the Lions, they want to get to the postseason and they have aspirations beyond a 7-9-8-8, you know, 10-6 type season. But man, that's pretty good for a guy to get fired like that who's won at a pretty good rate.
He only has two losing seasons in seven seasons as a head coach.
Yeah, I don't get that one. You're the Lions. You know, I guess their argument is, hey, we're trying to get over that. And not just every once in a while get into the playoffs. We're trying to actually win some games.
It was
but
that thought process that kept Marvin Lewis in his job for an extra like 5 years longer than he should have been.
Yeah, well, they're the Bengals.
They're the Bengals.
Exactly.
I'm fine with that. But so the Bengals are going to be moving on. The Arizona has got a coach retiring. The Giants, looks like they're hiring Jim Schwartz. Of course, they have to abide by the Rooney Rule, which means they'll have a pretend interview quickly. And then they'll announce the guy that Adam Schefter already announced for him. Bears, Raiders going after John Gruden. Lions. Have I mentioned a team yet that...
Yes, you have.
That will call...
Are you talking about Fish?
Jeff Fisher.
How about...
You're at 100%.
I said 100% Jeff Fisher will get a head coaching job.
At some point.
At some point in his career. I didn't necessarily say this year, but how about bringing back the memories of that 85 Bears team where he was, what, a special defensive assistant player coach? What was he?
Bags roll with with the Bears.
He was a player on the 85 Bears, but he also was like a coach.
Wasn't he hurt all year, though?
He got hurt. You know who broke his leg? This is some really weird, like, you can get into the Wikipedia. Bill Cowher, like, ran over him on the sideline or maybe on the, I don't know. Somehow, Fisher's leg gets broken as a player and then helps Buddy Ryan as a coach. And then gets his coaching wheels sort of turning at that point. But if you're the Bears, in all seriousness,
we'll get that fixed.
That's a long time ago to make that connection. And you just got rid of John Fox, and the whole goal is to actually have a dynamic offense. The one reason you would hire Fisher is, hey, listen, we got a good offense. I just need a special teams defensive guy. I don't need a guy who's going to come in and score 10 points a game, because they've already had that. They had John Fox. So as much as it's kind of fun to do the whole Bear connection, I got 0% chance there.
But what Jeff Fisher needs, and I said this last week, is he just needs to basically say at the press conference, look, I am going to run the defense. We are going to bring in an offensive mind, and he is going to have 100% control over the offense. And that's how you can sell it to the fan base. And I'm honestly okay with that. If Jeff Fisher has no imprint whatsoever on the offense, because I do have confidence that he could still run a pretty good NFL defense.
Little things are important. You follow me? I'm not going 7-9.
I'm telling you, the Browns need to hire him.
That's what I'm saying.
And then he just says, we're going 7-9. They're like, yes, sweet.
They're meeting him at the airport after that seventh win in the last week of the season. Like
fans are holding up signs. Please, please go 7-9.
And Marty, I got the stats here. Carter Hutton versus Jake Allen. Jake Allen has played in 33 games. Carter Hutton in 12. Now, their records, Carter Hutton 6-3. Jake Allen 18-12. Goals against average, Carter Hutton 1.68. Jake Allen 2.57. So Carter Hutton almost a goal better. Save percentage, Carter Hutton 946. Jake Allen 913. And again, Jake Allen has played more than three times as many minutes as Carter Hutton. So I'm not saying that all of a sudden now it's a 50-50 split, but I would think that it makes sense when looking at those numbers, just up his playing time a little bit and see if he can continue playing at the same level.
It is deeply skewed due to the playing time and the ice time, but Hutton is second in the NHL in save percentage. If you take out any qualifiers, he's second in the league.
No, and actually, he actually does officially qualify, too. So
he does. At least ESPN said he didn't qualify.
Oh, no, because he came in for Allen these past 2 days and got a little ice time. He actually does qualify. Okay. And he's top.
Oh, he's second.
We have a comment from
How about this ice nerd over here? I didn't see that coming.
We have comments from Mike Yo just a little bit ago talking about Carter Hutton. He essentially agreed with you, Charlie. Numbers are just too good.
You know what? Hutz just deserves it. It's as simple as that. I thought he played a great game last game. He's been playing really well for us, and I think it was just an opportunity to give a guy who's been doing a really good job a nice little opportunity to get back in the net and show what he can do.
There you have it. Mike Yo today. That's the morning skate, Charlie. When they get together, they call it the morning skate.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read the Jim Thomas article column?
About being a new hockey guy?
His transition.
I did.
It was really
very
enjoyable.
Very funny.
And
love JT.
Learning sort of the lingo. That would be the morning skate today. Blues and Devils tonight, and Carter Hutton in net over Jake Allen. Let's do this. Quick break here, but I want to remind you that Rankin Jordan has been around St. Louis since 1941. That'll be 77 years coming up. 1941, that is when it all began for Rankin Jordan, taking care of the kids. Mary Rankin Jordan's original goal was to help the crippled children that had nowhere to go. So she bought a house, took these kids in, and that grew into Rankin Jordan, the Pediatric Bridge Hospital. They're on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights, helping the kids get back home. That's why they call it a bridge hospital, because they'll transition from hospital to home, doing great work on a daily basis and now expanding. Thanks to all the great supporters over the year who made that happen. I know Lori Tanner, the CEO, very appreciative of all the great support here in St. Louis. It's RankinJordan.org for more information. And without further ado, 2018, we welcome in for the first time.
Yes.
Kenny Wallace, Tuesdays with Kenny. The man's not on Twitter. We couldn't get him on the phone. I'm afraid.
He's gone dark.
He's gone dark, yes. Kenny has gone dark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. So the honest to God's truth is I was ready to get on the show, was watching my grandbaby Charlotte, lost track of what the hell I was up to, and I said, well, I'm going to get in the shower and start my day at 12:30. Silly me. You know, sometimes I got to be a little bit more focused. So anyway, I'm very sorry about that, but, man, I'm jacked up, ready to start 2018. But I got to tell you, I'm a little tired from all this drinking. We were at the Blues game on December 30th. We went down to Anheuser-Busch. We stopped at Charlie Gito's down on 6th Street. And finally, everybody has left our house this morning. So today is like a recovery day from the holidays.
That, Charlie and I were talking about getting back into a routine, getting healthy. I think this whole Sunday into Monday for Christmas, New Year's, that it was great, but I think it's extended the holiday. Like, nobody's done any real work for like 3 weeks.
That's fair.
My daughter said, Dad, what are you going to do today? I said, absolutely nothing. I'm exhausted from the holiday. Now I need some recovery time, like you said, to get into my normal routine. Every morning I get up, I do some calisthenics, so I did that. I'm ready to roll.
This is really sad because Kenny's so tired. He didn't even drive up to Ruby Tuesday for his normal Tuesday lunch appearance.
Well, we're going to back everything up. See, everything is behind right now. I didn't get up till, I don't know, 10 o'clock. So lunch for me today will be at 2 o'clock. And then later tonight we'll go to the movie. See, it's $5 night at Werenberg Theaters in Arnold, Missouri. So if you ever, yeah.
You have to do it. You have to.
You have to. Yeah, I love it. But, yeah, it'll be a full-filled day. It's just that it's kind of like that rock and roll life where, you know, I really kind of start my days at 2 o'clock, and I pay for it. You know, once the race season gets going, we're up at 4:30 and 5 in the morning. And, hey, I know I'm long-winded right now because I have a lot of energy, but I got to say this. About Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie, you guys make me tired and exhausted. You do a radio show, you do news. When do you all relax?
Basically, the last 3 weeks we haven't done any work, if that helps.
So you did get some time off.
Got a little time off, yeah. A little break here and there.
All weekend.
Holiday with the family. No, but thank you. It's not like we're breaking rocks. Or changing lives, I guess. But it's fun. You do radio, you do TV. You know, a lot of times it's just an extension of what you would be talking about with your wife or your kids. You're just kind of, well, okay, that's actually not true on this show. But, no, it's fun. We have a lot of fun. That's why we do it. That's the key. Now, do you do a resolution in 2018? Are you a guy every year that kind of turns the page and says, I'm going to be better at this next year?
Gosh, my ADD is kicking in. You said turn the page. Who am I thinking of? Is that Ted Nugent or Bob Seger? Turn the page.
Bob Seger and Tony La Russa would always say turn the page.
I love it. See? Well, I try to be better. There's no therapy session right now going on. I'm just saying that. Well, let me tell you where I'm at without getting too deep. I told my wife that, hey, listen, you know, I'm going to be 55 in August. You know, and I explained some things to her, and she got quiet for a while. And like an hour later, I said, you're right. She goes, well, you scared me. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, we can't slow down. This is the way you do it. I laughed. I said, honey, I know I was born hyperactive, but I can't keep this up forever. You know, it gets a little harder for me to get out of bed. So there's always this thought that, you know, to my wife, you know, Kenny is like it. What is that, the Energizer Bunny Rabbit?
Yes.
I do need some recovery.
He's recovering right now. The Energizer Bunny. How about that? Right when he said that.
The batteries ran out.
The Energizer Bunny ran out of juice.
Speaking of that, Martin, we'll get Kenny back on, but I have this really cool tie rack that is battery operated. It's this awesome present I've had for years, and it rotates all of my many ties to choose them.
Many ties.
And now it's broken. It's not a battery issue. and I need a new one. And this is an issue.
So this was not a great gift that you got this year.
I've had this for 15 forever. Years.
Probably bought out of the Sharp.
On that note, back to Kenny.
Kenny, I'm sorry. You were saying you were the Energizer Bunny, and then you cut out. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, I pay my phone bill every month, actually on my phone. You know,
humble brag.
I don't know what happened there, but yeah. So my New Year's resolution is to not fail my wife. Keep my energy level up. Just keep eating grilled chicken, fish, keep the sugar out of my body, and keep going like hell, man. She doesn't want me to slow down at all. I asked her one time, I said, honey, why did you marry me? She says, you're exciting. So I just learned that if I slow down at all, then she gets sad. So that's my New Year's resolution, to stay digging.
And Kenny, will you be back to Twitter for the racing season, or are you giving it up totally?
No, I'll be back on Twitter. That is a story within itself. So just quickly, I don't want to bore you all. So, you know, I had got off Twitter. I told you I took the Twitter app off my phone. I went to sign back on it a month later, and it's a long story, but Twitter, they call it Twitter support. But anyway, my son-in-law is helping me right now. Basically, what it comes down to is, for one Twitter account, you can only have one email. That's what they told me. So I've had to create a new email because my wife and myself were using the same email. So it's a lot. But hopefully within a couple days here, I'll be back on Twitter. I did make a couple posts last night from my tweet deck on my iPad, so it does work.
Sounds like he's running like a spaceship. From my tweet deck, I sent out some posts. What about your NASCAR duties? When do they start rolling into Daytona and testing cars? How much time off do you have?
Well, I did talk to a friend last week just to see if I missed anything. I didn't miss anything during the winter. Got to stay up on everything like you all do. But we roll into Daytona, and we have what we call the Sprint Unlimited race, where 16 of our best cars from last year. It's almost like an all-star race, but it's not called the all-star race. So that starts on, I believe that's February 16th, and we'll get rolling right then. It's the speed weeks of the Florida, you know, NASCAR start of the year, and it goes 2 weeks long, and so we get going pretty soon. But I'll be headed down there for the Cardinal Fantasy Camp at the end of this month.
Now, are you just a participant, or are you kind of a celebrity?
He's playing, man. He's playing. He's practicing.
Listen, like I said years ago, Kenny Schrader taught me to never talk about money in public, but I paid north of $6,000 to attend the St. Louis Cardinal Fantasy Camp. So this is not a promotion deal or nothing. I've been wanting to do this for 30 years. So as we do down here in Jefferson County, I saved up, got all my pennies gathered up, and so I am paying to go to the Cardinal Fantasy Camp, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, very awesome. Cool. That's a story. Wait, I guess the Fox Midwest cameras or ESPN Midwest, whatever, probably have already caught wind of this. They need to chronicle. Do you know what former players are going to be there?
I do have it printed off somewhere, but I do know, you know, Whitey Herzog will be there, Tony La Russa, Roboski, Ozzie Smith. I think Horton will be there, and there's a lot more. You know, I have everything wrote down perfectly. It was quite the process. They stay up on it very well. They're very organized. And actually, the president of Hendrick Motorsport, which was Doug Dukart. Doug does not work for Hendrick anymore, by the way. But he has done the Cardinal Fantasy Camp in Jupiter, Florida, the one up in Cooperstown. And even when I talk to some of the Cardinal baseball players, they say it's just the time of their life. So what you do is, see, you pay too much money to do it, like I did, and then they give some of my money to the players. So the players, the coaches, they're all being paid to go there. And we play five games. So it's really a good time because I'm living out a dream of mine to, you know, play with some of the heroes, and they're making a little bit of money. And, you know, you drink wine at night, and you hoot and holler, and you play a little bit of ball.
Chuck, I've got him playing second base. Probably hitting leadoff, getting on base.
Scrappy.
Scrappy. But do you have a position in mind?
You know, that's funny. I really don't. But they said, Doug told me, he said, now, here's what they do. They start out the very first day, and they tell everybody, just go out there and start playing around, and they'll switch around. And then later on that first day, they pick teams. And, of course, they say at nighttime, when you go to dinner at the hotel, I guess La Russa, Herzog, they'll get up, and they poke fun at all of us about how bad we are at what we do. So I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, really wherever they want me to play, I'm down there to have fun. And they said don't go too hard and pull a hamstring, break a chicken beak, anything like that.
You know what? Whitey Herzog can be like cutting, and his critique is very direct and sharp. When they're big league players, I can only imagine the remarks he'll have for you guys. Running around down there. Kenny, great to talk to you again. Happy New Year. Don't ever change. Stay exciting.
I'm really excited to start the 2018 season with you all every Tuesday. And if I'm not on here, it's because I'm in a hole somewhere and can't get out. But I love doing the show. It was a great 2017 season with you all. You've opened me up to a lot of new friends back here in St. Louis. So I'm ready to roll. My second straight year.
That's so perfect.
Hold on.
That's got to be part of the open. Hold on. That's got to be part of his open. That's so great. That is so awesome.
Did we do that? Did he do that?
That's too perfect.
I'll bet you his like granddaughter did it, or
he literally
or
says,
Gary Pinkel
that's
called
awesome.
In and hung up on us for Kenny.
That's so perfect.
What the hell just happened? I didn't even have time to play the Glenn Zimmerman clip. Did you hear that clip with Will Ferrell?
I did.
That is outstanding.
How about tomorrow? That's pretty cool.
We played that with Frank a little bit earlier. That's outstanding. There you have it. Kenny Wallace, apparently he had to go, and we got to go. The Hard Line is coming up next, also known as the Eric Messersmith Show. That's it. Midday Grind.